The accident happened about 6:20, about a half mile north of the Deer Creek Dam. Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Lieutenant Randall Ritchie tells KPCW the driver traveling between Heber and Provo on Highway 189 may have been driving too fast and missed a curve, sending his cargo into the lake.
It was loaded with approximately 700 turkeys from the Iowa area, destined for a processing plant in central Utah. And at this point, we believe that he may have been going a little too fast, but basically failed to negotiate the curve. The road curved to the left, and he kind of went out of his lane to the right, and the trailer of the semi impacted with the guardrail and started tearing out the guardrail and then overturned over the top of the guardrail, and then it pulled the cab over as well. So the entire truck, trailer, cab, everything ended up down in the water, down in the Deer Creek Reservoir.
The driver suffered some minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital and released.
So he's doing okay. He's not exactly sure how he got out of the truck, but he either got ejected or jumped out. He did not end up down in the water. He stayed up on the roadway.
The turkeys, however, didn't fare so well.
Most of the turkeys are deceased. There are a few turkeys still alive, probably 20 to 30. And the company is on scene, and they're making arrangements for those.
Wasatch County Search and Rescue, as well as the tow and crane companies, are helping the turkey company pull the fowl out of the lake. Richie says it'll likely take most of the day. They'll move all traffic to the northbound lanes and have one lane in each direction while the southbound lanes are closed. Another problem they're dealing with, he says, is a fuel leak.
The fire department has set booms around there. There is fuel from the semi-truck that is leaking into the water, and so they're trying to contain that, and we've got Wasatch County Health Department as well as EnviroCare here to work on the cleanup of that.
That's Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Randall Ritchie. He guessed that it would take most of the day to clean up the accident and to replace the guardrail. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.